The umbrella group Vision 2020 UK has been talking about more support for parents whose children are born with a visual impairment. It can be a very confusing and worrying time for parents, thinking about the condition and the effect it will have on the child and the rest of the family. Miri Baer still joins us now from Vision 2020 UK. Perhaps you could start by telling us a little bit about the organisation itself and how it works.
Yeah, certainly. So Vision 2020 is part of a global organisation. So we're part of a worldwide movement originally to eliminate avoidable sight loss. But there was certainly part of that initiative was realising that people needed support to live with sight loss. So that's really where this initiative comes in, that sort of support and rehabilitation side. But in the UK, as the umbrella organisation, so working through collaboration, and that collaboration aims to address the impact of sight loss. And as an umbrella organisation, we've got a number of standing committees that look at particular targets. As you mentioned, children and young people have a focus in the UK under the Vision 2020 initiative.
We're looking at Starting Point, which is a new initiative then for you. So tell us how that came about.
Part of the way Vision 2020 works is that not only do we have these standing committees, these groups that are focused on particular issues, but we also have representatives on a number of organisations who want to hear a collaborative voice, really. So we're there to represent the sector. So I'm very fortunate to sit on a committee of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists, so that's eye doctors. And these are eye doctors that all have an interest in children's eye care. And on that committee, one of the discussions with the doctors was what could Vision 2020 as a sector do to support them. And one suggestion was that they were really interested in support at the point of diagnosis. So they were concerned that when they were sitting with a family and delivering the diagnosis, and that might be at birth or it might be later down the line, there are a number of eye conditions that might emerge sort of later on in a child's life, but they felt that they didn't have a resource to give parents and young people. I took that discussion back to the children and young people group. It was interesting because we'd already had as a sector a document. We'd had a previous iteration of Starting Point. So there was some discussion in the children and young people group as to why that wasn't visible to the specialist, the paediatric ophthalmologist. But certainly the children and young people group felt that there was a need to refocus and to look at that issue again. And that's where a task and finish group was set up to look at Starting Point and see what we could do.
So this comes from the clinicians themselves who want to know more. I take it then they appreciate the shock and the emotions and the worries and the concerns that parents can go through when they're sitting with them, telling them that their child has perhaps a long-term deteriorating eye condition.
Absolutely, and I think that was one of the key things that the ophthalmologist was saying, that they just needed somewhere to direct the parents that really got the parents linked into something early on, and that's really what we're hoping Starting Point will do.
The parents themselves are probably baffled by many of the medical terms for conditions, and they'll want to understand that and to look at creating a pathway for their child to do as well as they can, whether it's, you know, leisure, education, socially, you know, thinking way ahead down the line as well.
Interestingly, we didn't have the resources to undertake more research, but we looked quite carefully at the research that had underpinned the original Starting Point initiative. And in fact, the leaflet that we produced actually has a quote from that research, which talks about a parent who said that they wanted a map of the next few years and they wanted to know what we do next. So they wanted to have that sort of feeling that there was something mapped out or a pathway approach for them. So I think that was clear, looking back at the research, that parents did want that sort of structure as to where to go. We had quite a long discussion about what would work for parents and families and carers. Luckily for us, R&IB have got a fantastic initiative for adults at the moment, which is Sight Loss, What I Needed to Know. It's a quite comprehensive booklet of information. The original research had suggested that families wanted something quite small, such as a leaflet, and that they wanted to be able to access information quickly in a digital format. So we have a parent on our Task and Finish group, the group focused on this, and she was very clear that she wanted something that a parent could then go onto their mobile phone and quickly get a link to a website.
So a huge amount of help from professionals in the medical side and possibly in the third sector side or local councils, etc. But what about peers, other parents who have been through this? Is it valuable for them to help pass on information, hints and tips as well?
I think so. I mean, we haven't got a direct link on our website to any particular peer groups, but we've got links to all the main organisations, and they will then link people. So that's clear from what we'd expect from the websites that we've identified. There's a small piece of work that we're going to do looking at further support and evaluation. So we're looking at what's needed to further the information on the website. And also we're looking at how we find out whether this did meet the needs of families or whether we need to provide some specific information on the links. We're very lucky that we've got a particular place on the Vision 2020 website dedicated to Starting Point, and so we're hoping that we can expand that as needed.
Mary, great news that, you know, that there's more help and support there, and indeed, you know, a real consolidated effort to get that information as quickly as possible to parents at that very difficult time. You mentioned the website there where people can get more information. What are those details?
Yeah, so the link is quite straightforward. So it's our name, which is vision2020uk.org.uk. And the 2020 is, as you might expect, it's the 2020. And then there's a /, and then Starting Point is all one word.
Mary, best of luck with the continued work of Starting Point, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely, thank you for having me.